Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Brian Flammy. The New Testament reading for today is from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 24. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Bond servants, obey your earthly masters with fear and trembling, with a sincere heart, as you would Christ, not by way of eye service as people pleasers, but as bond servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, rendering service with a good will as to the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good anyone does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bond servant or is free. Masters, do the same to them, and stop your threatening, knowing that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that there is no partiality with him. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. Therefore, stand, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth to boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. So that you also may know how I am and what I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will tell you everything. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts. Peace be to the brothers, and love with faith, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with love incorruptible. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear friends and dear saints, here at Ephesians chapter 6, you have to remember that St. Paul is finishing up his table of duties section of his letter to the Church of God in Ephesus. He's telling the Christians, this is how we live in faith in Jesus Christ, and how we treat our neighbors. And so he talks about the relationship between parents and children and between slaves and masters, after he's already treated quite thoroughly the relationship between husbands and wives. Now, what's really interesting is his last exhortation, he wants us to know what we're fighting against. Who stands against us, in other words? Is it flesh and blood? My brother or sister who stands before me in flesh? Or is it something else entirely? Well, he says it's not flesh and blood that we are standing against, but rather the spiritual forces of Satan are what we're fighting against. What this means is that your brother or sister, even if you call him or her an enemy, is not your true enemy. Rather, it's the devil who stands behind with his temptations and his false teachings, who's leading people into sin, even sins against you. And so this helps us to direct our prayers into our spiritual defenses. And this is why he frames his conversation in terms of putting up a spiritual defense, in terms of, as he says, fastening on the belt of truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, having put on as shoes the gospel of peace. When he talks about these spiritual defenses, it helps us to understand what we're getting ready to fight. And that is, we're getting ready to fight Satan using God's word in prayer. We're not fighting against our brothers and sisters with weapons made with physical things, right? We're not using swords or guns. Instead, we're going to use the word of God in prayer petitioning God's mercy on account of his promises, the promises that he's made to save us through Jesus Christ, and even praying for our enemies, that they would be turned in repentance to God to be with us with Christ in his holy Christian church. This is how we fight the spiritual battles, by knowing the Word of God, by believing it, and by praying according to its commands and promises. In this way, the devil is resisted and finally overcome, not by our own strength, but by the strength of Christ himself. To God alone be the glory. Amen. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, the Spirit to think and to do always such things as are right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may be enabled by you to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.